Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Forever Dog. Officer and a Gentleman.
You know, that song was number one on the charts the week I was born.
What's that song?
Love lifts you up where you belong. That was number one. And you know what, Brett? You're number one right now in my heart.
Oh, thanks.
I didn't say what that means. It means you're number one on my shit list.
Damn it.
Topping the charts on my shit list.
Number
for the
one
third week in a row.
Brett Bowell.
For Brett
pissing
Bowell
me off royally this week.
Forever Dogs, Brett Bowell. Double threat producer.
And then you play who's a voicemail of him annoying you.
Yeah. Speaking of, who's topping your list right now, Julie? Who's topping your list?
For number who's one,
on, who's
for
on
the 963rd week in a row, it's Hitler.
Yeah.
I know I'm a broken record.
Yeah. No, I'll say this.
You know me going around going, Hitler's number one.
No, I'll say this. You laid it down with Hitler, and you've been unwavering. It has been unwavering. You've not flip-flopped on your hatred of Hitler.
What about you?
Oh no, I hate him too. I can't stand him.
But is he number one?
No, I would say for me, if I was being truthful, it'd be like, and number one on Tom's shit list for the infinitieth week in a row, himself.
Oh, that's sad.
In a weird way, he's kind of at the top of it. But that's the human condition. Look, not all of us can be.
Yeah.
Not all of us grew up on the
not
farm.
Not all of us can hate Hitler.
We didn't grow up on a Georgia farm.
Well, we didn't ask Brett what his was.
But can I try a bumper for this segment really quick?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
All right. Shit list. Oops. Sorry. Hold on. One more time.
Okay.
Shit list.
Oh, great.
What is it? Remember when we were debating whether or not Brett should have a soundboard?
Yeah, no, I think the debate is over now. I think, yeah, and I'm not sure whether it was a yes or a no, but I think it has been decided.
It has been decided. Mm-hmm.
What is the decision? No.
Yeah, no. He's going to abuse it.
Yeah, no. I'll be in the middle of telling a sad story and suddenly hear like, yeah, baby.
That's your Austin Powers.
Obie, hey.
I was worried that he was going to start putting like, because I could see this happening with you, Brett, in like two or three years, that you're overcooking.
Mm-hmm.
What else are you interested in? Basketball.
Oh, I'm over. I thought you meant like I overcooked.
No,
something.
No, like you're over. Like you're, you've moved on. Yeah, no,
so
you've moved on to.
I overcooked the pasta? How dare you, Julie?
I know.
He got completely indignant. He was like, overcooking. You got a different Brett. You must
be staring into some nightmare future where I'm overcooking stuff all the time.
He's worried that you're going to say he's overcooking. Next thing, he's not going to be allowed in Terra Lingua.
For the International Chili Championships this November.
We'll talk about Terra Lingua in a minute.
Escape from Terra Lingua?
Hold on. Put a pin in that, please. Put a pin in it and then call it a voodoo doll because you'll need one.
Okay.
I see a future in which Brett has changed interests to things like bird calls or bird watching. So then he has a soundboard full of bird calls. And instead of talking about the different kind of glazes that he did when we muted ourselves and he and Paul Scheer went off on that insane ramble that the both of them
great chat. Were, great chat.
Piling on.
Yeah. Now, he'll have moved on and he'll be like, speaking of the orange-bellied thrush, I saw one. I saw a blue-speckled hummingbird in the park the other day.
He's putting out, like, instead of cooking food for his family, he's like putting out different, you know, like combination of seed. Mm-hmm. He's like, I've noticed that the blue booby, because there's a couple birds that sound like breasts. One is like a booby and one is a tit, which makes me think that bird watchers are pretty much the coolest people ever.
No, I wonder what's going on that when they get those bird watching conventions, what's going on afterwards must be pretty, pretty sleazy. That would be the dumbest thing I've ever said. And truly, in a lifetime of saying dumb things, being rewarded for saying dumb things, I think I just topped it right there. I think we might have to close up shop now. This might
be
it.
Say sleazy when you say pretty sleazy.
Yeah,
we might have. I'm just wondering what you're thinking about, because I'm thinking about is like... putting pasties on butt cheeks.
Yeah.
Moving them around.
I'm just going to say this. What? If there's not a shirt of that up in the next 72 hours after this episode drops.
What should it be?
It should just be me saying pretty, pretty sleazy. Or what if it just says pretty, pretty sleazy in like a cool font with no context for anything?
Right. Well, it could have a bird saying it.
Oh, you could have a bird.
With the speech bubble or something.
Yeah, like a little word bubble coming out of a little bird. Says bird watching conventions after dark are pretty, pretty sleazy.
You know, you and I should get into bird watching.
We should. We should start by watching that movie starring Steve Martin, Owen Wilson, and Jack Black.
It's called White Men Can Sell Anything.
Yeah. You'll never believe who we got attached to this comedy.
Three white guys.
Steve Martin. Blank check. God. Steve Martin. That's a legend. Mm-hmm. Owen Wilson. Oh, he's so funny. Jack Black. What? Oh, he's my favorite. What's the movie about? Oh, bird watching.
Should have just taken a camera and held open a Jonathan Franzen novel and just turned the page every 5 minutes and just put that in the movie theaters instead. Just,
can we watch the trailer for that, Brent?
No, I don't want to watch the pulling it up right now. For the bird watching movie.
This I want to watch 15. I want to watch 30 boring. Seconds.
This is
big year. Big year.
Pretty, pretty boring.
Pretty, pretty sleazy.
Sleazy.
Well, we're in a. Here we go. Two for the big year, please. Oh, it's sold out. What? No. You have any tickets for the next show? Well, we do front row, though. First row in the theater. Ah. Over way in the corner.
You can pretend you're if you're in the first row, you can pretend you're a baby bird because you crane your neck up and you can pretend that. Wait, do you see what I see, Tom? Oh my God. It says premium on the upper left. Did Forever Dog splurge for YouTube premium?
Finally.
Brett?
I heard the feedback and we took it to committee. It. And now look at this.
Old T-Rex arms, Joe Cilio.
Managed to reach his pockets. His pockets must have moved up to his shirt pockets.
Yeah, those T-Rex arms usually don't reach into the pocket with the money. now he's reaching in, he's flashing it, he's got premium YouTube. Mm-hmm. It makes me wonder. I bet you there's some weird influx of foreign money at mm-hmm. Forever Tug, where they're just kind of like, yeah, no, we got this money. It's from
right. They're selling.
It's from Abu Dhabi, yeah, and it's like
selling synthetic marijuana on the Earwolf message boards.
Yeah. Can you do a promo for the Silk Road? Forever Dog, first show to have a platform on the dark, first podcast network on the dark web. And then we'll be just like, okay, this is everybody, this is where you buy drugs. And it was just like, Brad be like, can we do a segment about.
Do we have to use that voice?
We do, yes. If we talk about that, then we're something to be. Hey, welcome to Double Threat. All right, let's see this trailer.
Hi, I'm Steve Martin, and I love working with my two co-stars.
This isn't a trailer.
When you know a movie blows. When a movie blows, they need to literally have Steve Martin, Owen Wilson, and Jack Black come out not as the characters, but as the people you've loved in other things.
To you. And really, it's almost as though you've opened your door and these three, like literal, like encyclopedia door-to-door salesmen are giving you this hard sell.
Yeah.
New movie, The Big Year. The incredibly talented Mr. Jack Black.
Sup?
And of course, the very funny Mr. Luke Wilson.
Owen.
Sorry, Luke Owen, everybody. Big fan, love it.
I think that might have been one take. The echo in there was so weird.
Have you ever wondered what killed your marriage to Steph in 03?
First of all, I was married to Bridget in 03.
January 1st, I'm out of here.
You realize the phase after retirement looks a little bit like this?
You quit school, you quit work.
Yeah.
Great talking to you.
They're all suffering. They don't have lives.
I just want to do something big, you know?
We need a little adventure.
I'm doing a big year.
The year to do all the things we never could.
No.
You think they'd be
Where's the birds?
Race to the bottom?
To me.
All right, you can hit pause. You can hit pause.
It seems to me like they recut this trailer after people complained that it was about birds.
Yeah, they've done a pretty good job of hiding the birds in this movie. Because the movie's about bird watching.
It's about bird watching, but they're making it seem like it's about an adventure between three friends.
Yeah. No, it's about some dudes staring at the purple thrusted.
The purple cockle-headed breast milk.
Bingle boogle.
Breast booby.
Yeah. Julie, there's, don't move. Mm. Behind you. Turn around. There's a purple speckled booby dingle behind you. Get your binoculars. Be very quiet. I'm not kidding. In your apartment. Uh-huh. I think that's a purple thrusted.
Cocky duty.
Yeah. Oh my God. I haven't seen one. This is the rarest bird ever. It's in your apartment.
Brown crested loony dingle.
Oh my God. A brown crusted?
Crested. I'm not cooking them like bread.
Oh, that's what I was wondering.
They have crests.
Oh my God. We got to get into bird watching. Yeah, we'll be
out there.
We'll be the edgy bird watchers.
Well, I'll watch pigeons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. An interesting thing about bird watching, though, like in the U.S., the difference between bird watching, say, in like the Soviet Union. I know in like Russia, like in the U.S., we watch the bird. But in Russia, bird watches you.
I might get a snack while you finish.
No, in Russia, bird watches you. It's not that complicated. I saw an ornithology professor, Dr. Y. Smirnoff. So, first of all,
welcome to Double Threat.
This is already one for the books.
I don't know what books.
Yeah, I don't know what books.
They're the ones that Forever Dog is going to be,
cooking.
The IRS the is going to ask
cooking.
To see.
Yeah. Julie, you think that YouTube premium channel pays for it? That just falls from the sky? No, Joe and they got to move some money around.
Like a turquoise footed booby doggle?
Yeah. You think the money just flies in like a purple thrusted booby doggle? Julie, come on. Get realistic. Do you think that life is just looking through some binoculars trying to find
a
yellow belly bingle bongle?
A floppy footed. Feather dingus.
Yeah. That's not life. That's not the real. You're living in a fantasy land if you think we could just focus on purple floppy finger dinguses. Just walking around with our binoculars trying to spot them. It's not. Life is hard. Forever Dog's going to have to move some money around to pay for it. They're probably going to be a fake podcast on the network where they're just like a shell podcast.
A shell podcast.
Like their version.
It's Brett and Joe going through shells they found on the beach. Yeah.
Well, what about this? We propose a thing called the Pod Roosters, and it's the producers, but for like podcasting. Oh,
that's a good idea.
The Pod Roosters.
Well, I think I think Brett and Joe might be one step ahead of us with that.
Julie, what about
that? That might be what this is, in which case people should make it successful. Maybe that's what they do. Hold on, Brett, mute yourself.
Yeah, okay.
Tom.
Yeah, what's
that? Do you think that Brett and Joe are rooting for us to fail so they can?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I didn't even let you finish. I just know you just got to rooting for us to fail. I'm like, yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
No, I think they want Double Threat to tank.
Guys, I'm sorry, we're getting some interference on the on the call. I don't know what that is. I'm getting some real heavy static.
Okay. Could you just mute yourself for one more
thing? Yeah, sure. Sorry.
Here's my theory is they were like, that? After a year and a half, they'll just start naming fake birds.
Yeah, exactly.
We won't get any advertising.
Yeah. What you think was going to happen, Podstradamus? You knew who we were. You hear two episodes of this thing. I could guarantee in a year and a half, we're just going to be making up fake birds for an entire episode. I weirdly knew we were going down that road the whole time. Not my fault that their data, that their number crunching couldn't tell them that the algorithm didn't work.
Hey, I'm so sorry, but that static's back again. I don't think I'm going to be able to use any of that in the episode. I'm really sorry.
Now, what about a shirt, Julie? Imagine this. You know those shirts that just like have different breeds of animals and they have like all the things. What if we had one that had all different birds on it? But underneath each one had our dumb fake bird names. Like it was like a deceptive bird shirt. Yeah. Like if somebody's walking past you, you're like, oh, you like birds. That's cool. But when you look closer, you're just like purple like thrusted needle. Fingal dingus. It just says underneath each one.
Like needle.
So two shirts already needle, from this episode.
Needle beak, Goofus Gallant.
Yeah, needle beaked Goofus and Gallant. And Goofus and Gallant Goofus is one word.
Goofus Gallant is one
Goofus
word.
Goofus Gallant, yeah. A needle beaked Goofus Gallant. So we have two shirts now. Pretty, pretty sleazy. And we have two bird related shirts now. Somehow some of the show's like, is this bird centric? I don't know anything about birds.
The Terralingua does sound like a bird.
Yeah. Well, there's going to be a lot of birds down in Terralingua, right?
But Brett Powers is not interested in flirting with birds, baby.
Yeah.
He's interested in cooking some. Brett, what has been going on with your relationship to chili in your kitchen in preparation of Terralingua?
I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm way behind schedule right now.
Oh,
I've been focusing. You know what I like to focus on in the kitchen.
Your baby?
So I haven't changed.
Yeah. No, he's not focusing on his baby. He's focusing on his fish spatula.
Your child?
He's just like, I'm so busy in here. Julie, don't you know how busy it's been lately? I got this fish spatula. No, this new fish spatula needs to be, what would you do to a pan, Brett? What do you do?
I wonder if it needs its own, like, I think it may need its own little bath. Like, he won't put it in with the rest of the, do you clean also, Brett, after you cook?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I clean. And I'm all right. I'm not the best, but I get it. I would say I get stuff pretty clean.
Say you're not doing such a good job with that stray mug sitting on the table behind you over the shoulder.
It's a candle.
What's a candle? In that mug?
Oh, it's a candle. Okay. Well, that blanket on
Why
the other side.
Why have you been drinking out of it? What's going on? You going through a hard time? You're like, blanket, pumpkin spice. Yeah, I got my PSL spice. And you're like sipping out of a friggin' Yankee Candle Company. Yeah. Like, it's got a pumpkin on it. And he's like, ow, my nose is hot.
Yeah. He keeps going into Yankee Candle at the mall and they're like, sir, they're not called venti candles. They're called large. Oh, no. Well, drinking, venti is a large. It's a.
He keeps drinking like that little inch of like liquid at the top.
Yeah.
Burns his nose. Yeah. And then he's like, well, I got to wait for more latte to accumulate.
Yeah. Guess I can have another sip in 4 hours.
These lattes, they really make you take your time.
Yeah. I really like the way this new coffee place handles their stuff. It's not such a rush to make it. Like, you go to Starbucks or Coffee Bean, they just drop the whole thing right in front of you. You go to this new place, Yankee Candle, you only get a tiny sip, and then you have to wait 4 hours for the next
mouthful. Well, you have to light it. Well, first you have to light it on fire.
Yeah, first you got to light it on fire yourself. And then meanwhile, the people at Yankee Candle are just like, he spends a lot of money here.
And Brett's like, write my initials in Sharpie on the side of it.
Yeah. Oh, look. They put my name on the side. They spelled it right this time. Good job. And they're just like,
it just says get help in Sharpie.
Yeah. And it's just like, I think we need to cut this guy off. I think we need to ask our best customer. He can't come in here anymore because he drinks the candles.
And then he comes to the counter with like an armful of like the ones that are like vanilla bean.
Yeah. And he's like, is this decaf? And they're like, sir, it's a candle. Because I don't want that mocha choca latte. Just a simple old candle.
I don't understand why you and I haven't started a coffee shop where we only sell mocha choca lattes.
Yeah. Mocha choca lattes and no. Yeah. And they're super expensive. And then it expensive. Just
says no cups of coffee. It will say that'll be our ad.
Yeah.
We only sell mocha chocas and only with like, you have to have at least three modifiers.
Yeah.
And then the illustration is a boomer going, can I just get a cup of coffee? And it says, no.
Yeah.
The two of us with our arms crossed. No.
Yeah.
There's another shirt. Make a logo for mocha choca lattes. Where a boomer is like, can I just get a cup of coffee? And me and Tom are going, no.
No. Yeah, I love it.
And the logo can be Brett instead of that mermaid lady.
Sure. But in the corner, you should also depict Brett drinking a candle. Like really in the way, like so far in the background, almost like a Where's Waldo kind of thing.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Let's rank stupid stuff. Number one, people running away from the train in the movie.
Dumbest thing that's happened in the last 200 years.
Number two, people.
Walk through the logic of this.
Yeah.
I went to a movie theater. There's no train tracks anywhere.
Or, you know what? How about this? I went to a theater because even if they weren't familiar with movies, they knew what theaters were. They'd seen plays. Yeah.
I went to a theater. Where there are no train tracks at all. I sat down in a seat. And also, the world is currently color. I just want to say that. We live in a world that is
full
color.
Even in the dark.
And then this black and white train The curtain opens. Still no train tracks anywhere to be seen.
Just a screen. And even if I don't know the word for screen, I know that something that's flat and white is in front of me. Like a I've seen pictures and picture frames.
Curtain pops open. And then a black and white picture, moving picture. And then somebody is still in that theater going, get out of the way. It's coming right at us.
You always say that would be you would be the first person to stomp on old ladies and just get out of there first. Yeah.
So there's that. That's as dumb as it gets. I would also say,
War of the Worlds.
War of the Worlds. You'd
hear Orson Welles' voice. Yeah, like the
Orson Welles tells you he's about to tell you a story.
Hello, it's me, Orson Welles. Once upon a time, there was an alien attacking. And you're like, we've got him. We've got to put all of our stuff in the car.
But then all of a sudden he's like, the aliens are coming. The aliens are coming. Now I'm going to tell you about Chesterfield cigarettes for a couple minutes. But then we're going to go back to this thing about the aliens coming. And then also, within the context of the same program, the aliens die in the same program. We hear them get
stuck. People did not make it to that part of the story. They were too busy throwing creamed corn in the back seats of their friggin' Dodge cars. Yeah. They're T-birds. They were stuffing their children in the trunk.
Yeah, they're just in a panic. They're like, we got to get out of here. The aliens are coming.
Well, the aliens are coming.
Hey, Dad, do you think anything, any part of this, when the guy who was telling us about the aliens coming stopped midstream to tell us about how Chesterfield cigarettes were a smooth cigarette and how it's just like... Do you think that maybe that might mean something isn't authentic here?
The dad's like stuffs a bunch of Chesterfield cigarettes into his kid's mouth to shut him up.
Yeah. That's saying like coming up next, Jack Benny. You think like we maybe heard they wouldn't announce that if it was aliens were coming.
Right. Like in Pearl Harbor, they didn't stop to be like, Brill cream is really the best. A little dab will do you if you really want to impress those horny bitches.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that
they hate it. That's the thing. They hated women in the 50s and the 40s. They hated us. They hated us.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, they wouldn't say it.
No.
So my plea is just like, just call us hoes.
We have never had a more bountiful day for t-shirts than today. Is there going
just
to
like
be
I want to see an old-timey advertisement. We're like, my husband always likes it when I make, you know, his favorite Jell-O casserole. Yeah. And the husband being like, thanks, ho.
That shirt could be the first true crossover shirt that if we could just happen to just guys who don't know that double threat exists, but don't like women.
Yeah.
Then we're in good shape.
I'm going to say, and don't like women.
Yeah.
Because I don't think you can like this podcast and not like women.
No, you have to like.
At least
there's a lot of things you have to like to like this show. This show's for everybody.
True. Right.
But.
No, it's
but not. Not every part of it.
For everybody. No, oh, my God.
No, not every part of it's for everybody.
It is not for. The show is not for everybody.
But there's something for everyone here, but no,
if you
nothing
think this show's
for
everybody,
you
are in massive denial.
No, I think it's for. I think this is. We're basically doing some kind of like. This is like.
You think it's for Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Yes, I think she could have a good time.
What about Kristen Sinema?
Kristen Sinema, I think, would have a great time with it. I think
Humphrey Bogart was alive. Would he like it?
Humphrey Bogart would have been a repeat guest on the show. It would have been, he would have been like saying like, it's exciting to be here with Robin Colombo.
That sounded like Peter Falk.
Yeah, no, but what would he say? Frankly, that's Robin Colombo.
That's Clark Gable.
Frankly, this Robin Colombo, I don't give a damn.
This is what we should do.
Yeah.
People, we should figure out a way for App to mess up. This is what
it's
we
like
should
famous
do.
Famous last I'm, words.
This is what we should do. We should figure out a way to hack Apple's or whatever's logarithm. So it's like, if you like, you must remember this. Mm-hmm. You're really going to like this. And it's me and Tom being idiots about old timey Hollywood stuff.
Well, and speaking of, you must remember this. You will remember this next guest that's joining the show after the break. It's musician Eli Bolin. Excellent musician who's going to lay down some piano tracks so that Tom and Julie can create some impromptu Halloween songs.
Yeah.
This is very exciting. Lord knows there's enough Christmas songs in the world, but there just aren't enough Halloween songs. We're going to fix that after the break. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
We are here with Eli Bolin. Eli, thank you for joining us this fine day.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
You are a music man. That's, true or false?
It is mostly true.
And what kind of instruments do you play, Eli? What is in your skill set?
My skill set, I mostly play keyboard instruments and string guitar bass type instruments.
Okay.
I have drums in my basement, so if need be, I could pull like a Todd Rundgren Hermit of Mink Hollow thing.
Sure.
If I had a
sounds like a threat.
That guy could really do it all back in the day.
He really could. The one thing he couldn't do, Eli, was edit himself. That Todd Rundgren couldn't do was edit himself. It's his own Achilles heel.
Some hubris.
Hubris sunk the mighty Titanic.
That's what they say.
'Twas not an iceberg. 'Twas hubris that sunk the Titanic. And then when I said that at the Titanic Museum, somebody said, no, 'twas an iceberg.
They did.
Literally.
They did say 'twas.
They said, yes.
And they were like, sir, this 'twas an Arby's. Eli, what do you think of Halloween?
I love Halloween. It's in my top two or three holidays, I would say. I've always enjoyed even though I'm Jewish, I love Christmas. I love Christmas. Nice. I love the whole Christmas, Hanukkah, holiday season a lot.
And number three?
Number three is I like my kids' birthdays.
Oh.
Gotta steal that.
So we are thinking, Eli, Tom and I have been punching our fist up against the wall, angry that there aren't more Halloween songs.
Yeah.
It's true.
There's the Monster Mash, and then you can really just, you know, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
Look, there's songs like The Misfits. There's songs like The Misfits have a bunch of songs that are like horror. Like there's horror elements in them, but they're not just straight up saying like Halloween is this. Like we want songs that we can brand as Halloween songs that enter the tradition as the new classics and also help promote this show, maybe.
So, Tom, what's an idea for a Halloween song?
Well, I think an idea for a Halloween song would be, what if there's a song about what should my costume be?
Yeah.
Right?
Like picking out, what should I be? And are we doing exact rhymes
what if it's,
here?
What should
like,
I be for Halloween? What if it's called that?
Should I be for... But are we saying that Halloween rhymes with B?
What should I be for Halloween?
What should I be for Halloween?
Halloween? Because if you say Halloween, I could be a robot machine. I could be a frog that's green.
All the things I've seen.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I think back of all the things I've seen, and then it could be, then we could just talk about all the things that this like character has seen, like her parents die.
Yeah, that's great. How should
something
we do
about
this?
Paula Deen.
Yeah, Paula Deen's great.
Yeah, Paula Deen killed my parents.
Mm-hmm.
What if we just write, let's write out the lyrics. What should I be on Halloween?
What should I be on Halloween? Maybe I'll dress up like Paula Deen.
When I look back at the things I've seen, I remember how my parents died.
Yeah.
Let's just try that, Eli. How would you score that? Like, put some music to that.
All right. How do you, what's the tone you're
bouncy.
You're thinking for
this? This is a fun one.
Bouncy.
Were those first lines again?
It should be like,
what'll I be?
What should I be on Halloween? My parents were killed by Paula Deen. When I look back on all the things I've seen, I remember how my parents died. Parents died. Yeah. It was a Thursday night like any other. They were...
I was talking to my little brother.
I was talking to my little brother.
About how Paula Deen has the bloodlust in her eyes. I'm worried about mom and dad. Paula Deen looks very mad. And that's the night she chopped my mommy's head off.
And ate my daddy's feet.
Yeah.
What rhymes with feet?
Trick or treat.
Yes.
And from that's the night she chopped my daddy's feet. Yeah.
I guess I know that's what they mean
by trick
when
or
they
treat.
Say trick or treat.
Yeah. Trick or treat.
Yeah, yeah.
Paula Deen and trick or treat.
I would leave Paula Deen out of the end.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We should say double threat and trick or treat.
Uh-huh.
We just might
all these songs
treat,
should end with
double threat on Forever Dog Network and trick or treat.
Double threat on Forever Dog Network and a trick or treat. Happy Halloween.
Should we do another one?
What if we did, you know, like I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus?
Yeah. I saw Jack Skellington light a garbage can on fire.
What if it's like, I saw daddy kissing Leatherface.
Now we're talking.
Right?
Yeah.
What if we do a song called, I saw daddy kissing Leatherface.
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah.
Like underneath the chainsaw last night. Look, but that's just a straight up rewrite
that's
of a thing.
That's just a parody.
But what if we start like, what if it's like, I saw daddy kissing Leatherface, and then suddenly go like, and it was so different. Like you just change it right away. Like it's like, it's almost like a nod to the original, but then we just blow it up with our own song.
And it was so different from when I caught mom doing the same thing with Santa, who actually was my dad.
Yeah. Leatherface was definitely not my mom.
Right.
Like my dad
was so
literally
different than da 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 da, right?
Yeah.
And then I saw daddy like dancing with Leatherface. Like, are they on a date?
Maybe he kisses Leatherface and then.
Then he hugs him?
Then
or
they
then
did
he
like a chainsaw dance. Like, then they did like a. I saw them do a chainsaw dance.
They did that dance where daddy put a rose in his teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And Leatherface like pretended to play the castanets while he like ran around him.
Mm-hmm.
This is great stuff. I'm getting into all of this. This is fantastic.
What else daddy and I mean, like, where could this go? Like, are daddy and Leatherface going out on like some sort of spree? Are they having a love affair? Or are they having like a romantic weekend next? Is this character like following daddy and Leatherface around town?
Well, what if daddy joins the family, like the
Leatherface like, joins the family?
What's better, if daddy goes off and joins Leatherface? Or if Leatherface joins the family.
I think Leatherface joins the family. Like Leatherface is in the Christmas cards. Like Leatherface like takes me to school sometimes.
So if it's like daddy and me, Leatherface makes three. We're all together, a happy family.
Happy family. Yeah.
I love this.
Yeah. Who would have known that this is how it's going?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that this is how it's going to be. Yeah. Rhyme continues the rhyme scheme.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is how it's going to be.
Me and Daddy and Leatherface makes three.
This is great. I love this. This is going really well. And then I think the next verse should be like, what are the three of us going to do on Halloween? Basically, like, what will we do on Halloween?
Mm-hmm.
I hope that Leatherface isn't like, I don't want to say like gets mean, but like, I feel like we want to keep him in a good mood.
Maybe he cooks for the family. You know, he cooks dinner for the family.
Like Leatherface is cooking dinner before we're going out to trick or treating.
Yeah.
Okay. So what should we do this Halloween? You'd be surprised when I tell you what our plans are. Wait, what should we do on Halloween? You'll be surprised when I'll tell you our plans. Oh, he can cook a nice meal. He'll break out all the pots and pans.
Yeah, he'll break out all the pots and pans. And then home cooking by Leatherface. Taking out those rubs and those glaze is.
No, I don't think that rhymes, Tom. Okay. I think he takes out all his pots and pans, and then after. Mm-hmm.
What is Leatherface?
He's a man.
It's just
like home cooking by demon spawn. Delicious.
No, he's just a man.
He's not demon spawn.
He's just a man.
He's a misunderstood.
He's a misunderstood man who's got a bad family.
Who doesn't see a lot of themselves in Leatherface?
I mean, I think it's great that like he's in our family now because he comes from a really bad family.
Like home cooking by a scary dude. He might kill you, but he makes good food.
That's good.
That's nice.
I like that.
But I would just say like just to make Brett happy by like a misunderstood dude.
Yeah.
And I also would like maybe if there's a way to get a little break in there that like I talked about last week, Julie, where it goes, la, the face. We do like a Lady Gaga moment in it.
Leatherface. Yum, 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 yum. Like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Run, Leatherface. Like that's the chainsaw.
Yeah. I feel like after dinner.
Yeah. What if it's like after dinner, we don't go trick or treat. Like we're done with trick or treating. What if it put on. What's a good horror movie, Brea?
Audition.
We put on Audition and start our candy eating.
So we'll put on Audition and start our candy eating.
Yeah.
And then we go back into the chorus, or are we gonna like wrap this up and be like Leatherface is like a great guy, and then into the like Leatherface. I love this guy.
Yeah. I love this guy. Leatherface. I have one other idea. I don't know about you, Julie.
Okay. No.
My idea would be like a simple song that would be almost like a call and response, like for like,
yeah,
like I want to be not, I don't want to say like, you know, when they talk about the Halloween costumes, like what's the best way to refer to like the adult, like a sexy blank, right? This. What if it's like, I want to be sexy Scott Rudin. I want to be a sexy Ted Lasso. I want to be a sexy, right?
Yeah. Gore Vidal. Like, should we just like brainstorm Nolan. Like, right. That's a clap and that's like a.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's like a foot stomper one. It's like,
yeah.
I want to be sexy Brene Brown.
And then what are the verses?
That's
what
it.
Are the verses
I think
that's
like?
The whole song. That's the whole song.
What are the verses? Okay. We could do, you know, we do Julie a tribute to your hero, Frank Zappa, would be like some completely atonal first thought chorus where he'd be like, sexy costumes. Like the way he would do those choruses that were just like, ugh. You know what I mean?
Like what?
Like sexy costumes, just like it's just like notes that.
Oh,
just don't.
Right.
Sexy costume.
Yeah.
I want to be sexy BJ Novak. Like that's the greatest, right?
It's a great idea. No, it's great.
Julie, have you watched his new show?
Which one?
This new BJ Novak show.
No, I haven't.
It's on
called
on
like
FX.
Problematic or
no,
something.
It's called Hack Mirror. Thank you, everybody. On that note, I will leave show business.
Wow.
No, thank
oh
you.
My God, I'm
sorry.
So
is that a bad
God.
One? Did I cross the
no,
line?
I loved it.
Show?
I loved it. Should we come up with one more and then we'll start fleshing them out?
Sure.
What else about Halloween is like? Like, is it like graveyards or like, do we want to do one with like classic characters, like the ones from the movies, like Frankenstein and Dracula and the Wolfman and the Mummy. Mm-hmm. And maybe they're like, not playing poker, but like maybe they're doing something together, like a
the crate challenge.
The what challenge?
The crate challenge.
What's that one?
Oh god,
crate and barrel.
It's the thing where people like make like basically like a pyramid out of like stairs that go up and down out of
milk crates,
and it's incredibly dangerous. And you have to like basically like walk up and then down the crates. Like they're in like a triangle shape, you know?
What if it's just like Frankenstein and the milk crate challenge? Dracula
and the milk crate challenge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dracula and the milk crate challenge, Frankenstein and the milk crate challenge. Everybody's falling in love.
Everybody's falling
in love. Happy Halloween.
Everybody's falling in love. Happy Halloween from Forever Dog.
Do we need to sing Forever Dog, or should we just add that as like, should we just have Brett's voice say it at
Forever
the end of
Dog. Yeah.
Oh, Eli, don't do that, because then he'll steal. No, don't do that, Eli, damn it, Brett! Because then he'll use it for other shows.
Subscribe to the ad-free version.
Wow. No, don't do that, because Brett is going to take
great.
It.
This is great stuff.
Brett!
No, it's bad stuff. It's great stuff that's bad, because now it just sends Brett. It sends him down a flight of fancy, and then he's going to get a little too enthusiastic about stuff.
Same dollar signs.
Yep. And the only other one I have an idea for is one, and this is a straight, the melody is pretty well established. And we could even do this one live right now. Can you play, Eli, are you able to play the Flintstones theme?
Let me see.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So what, you got some words in mind?
Yeah, I would. If you give me a count off, fine.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Squid Game. It's the Squid Game. It's the latest Netflix show to watch. You go, Julie. Coming from
to
Korea.
The Squid Game. There are all kinds of squids to watch.
Yeah.
Squidward, he's the squid I like to watch.
Yeah.
David, he's another squid I like. Yeah. Squid Game.
It's the Squid Game.
There are a lot of freaking squids
to watch. Yeah.
Lot of freaking squids to watch.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about this one? The Squid Game is a little old show that we can watch together.
Yeah. Squid Game, baby.
Right? Yeah.
Squid Roof. Rusted.
Netflix. So I think we did really well. I think these are all bangers and bops. Should we do a recap?
Should I play through the Leatherface song? Because it's epic.
Yes. Yes.
Let's do it.
Okay. So I saw Daddy kissing Leatherface, and it was so different from when I caught Mom doing the same thing with Santa, who was actually my dad, because this definitely wasn't my mom.
They did a chainsaw dance.
A chainsaw dance.
And Daddy put a rose in his teeth.
A chainsaw dance.
And Leatherface joined the family.
Daddy and me. You gotta sing this part with me, Tom.
And Leatherface makes three.
We're all together.
A happy family. Who would have known?
This is how it's gonna be.
Daddy and me. And Leatherface makes three.
Oh, it's getting good now.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
What should we do this Halloween? You'll be surprised when I tell you our plans.
Dinner!
We'll cook a nice meal.
He'll break out all the pots and pans.
And after dinner, we're done with trick or treating.
So we'll put out our dishes and start our candy eating. Daddy and I don't remember me. The chorus at all.
And Leatherface makes three.
We're all together.
A happy family. Who would have known?
This is how it's gonna be.
Daddy and me.
And Leatherface makes three. All right, this is you, Tom.
La 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 Leatherface. La 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 Leatherface. Yum 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 yum.
Yum 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 yum.
La 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 Leatherface.
Daddy loves daddy. Don't play this party live. We'll just acapella it. Daddy loves. Daddy loves.
La 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 la
Leatherface. Daddy loves his Leatherface.
That was flawless.
That was classic.
I think that was pretty good.
What if we all do the sexy Halloween song and we all just yell out a different person for each one? Like, it opens it up. You know what I mean? To just go like, want to be sexy. And then you just say like, Rob Delaney. You know what I mean? Like, you can just name anyone in the spot. Right? Mm-hmm. I want to be sexy. Bartolo Colon.
I wanna be a sexy
Scott Rudin.
I wanna be a sexy
Bob Hoskins.
I wanna be a sexy Beck Bennett.
I wanna be a sexy
Kevin Willis.
I wanna be a sexy
Steven Spielberg.
I wanna be a sexy Heidi Gardner. I wanna be a sexy
Kyle MacLachlan.
I wanna be a sexy
Lorne Michaels.
I wanna be a sexy
David
Marky
Day. Who did you, Mikey Day?
Melissa Villasenor.
Okay.
I wanna be a sexy motherfucking Jimmy Jazz. Double threat. Forever dog.
I wanna be a sexy
Hecker's boy.
Be a sexy
McCabe and Mrs. Miller
movie where she's dealing with grief. It's a bird. There's a bird.
Okay.
There's another bird.
Yeah.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween from your friends at Double Threat. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to use the products that they advertise. Don't forget to buy their merchandise.
On TeePublic.
Don't forget. It's a very spooky show. A very, very, very spooky show.
Yeah. I like that one. What else did we do?
Did we do the, what's the first, we have either the crate challenge or we had the one about what should I be for Halloween? Mm-hmm. Did we write any of those down? Probably not.
I thought the other thing I have is the Milk Crate Challenge written down. I thought
Let's do that one.
Thinking of it now is like a Billy Joel song for some reason in my head.
Yes.
Okay. Frankenstein, like a young Billy Joel, like mm-hmm. Billy Joel, like
sure.
Frankenstein and the Milk Crate Challenge. Wolfman did the Milk Crate Challenge. Mummy did the Milk Crate Challenge, and everybody's falling in love. La 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 la. Everybody's falling in love.
I love that.
That was great.
Oh, that's amazing.
I wouldn't do anything to it.
No, that's the best. We got that one in the bank in 30 seconds.
And speaking of 30 seconds, if you've got some time to spare this week, we would love to hear your versions of these songs. There's Me and Daddy and Leatherface Makes Three, Sexy Costumes, the Monster Milk Crate Challenge. We've given you the lyrics or most of the lyrics, and the rest is up to you. You can send those submissions, those song submissions to doublethreatpod@gmail.com, and we will be playing our favorites on a future episode later this month.
This was very fun. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for this. And, this was a blast.
We wish you the happiest of Halloweens.
You too.
And if you do publish these songs, we would like royalties.
Oh, well, it wouldn't be within my rights to publish them alone. This is a massive group effort.
Absolutely.
There's a recorded, you can't go around saying we're recording this.
Mm-hmm.
I know. There's proof we wrote these together.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
No, I love it.
Thank you so much for having me.
We did it. Thank you for being on the show. It was so much fun. Oh my goodness. What a fun time that was, Julie Klausner.
And we're just getting started. I guess.
We're going to have a great Halloween show, and this kicks it off to get our Halloween, our month of spooktacular thrills going. Now, I say spooktacular. I know the word is actually spectacular, but it's
wielding a knife? Are you waving a knife around? You're being terrible.
No.
Tom, what are you doing?
I'm holding this letter opener.
Is this the letter opener that Mr. Forster got you?
It's the Robert Forster's letter opener. I hold it when it's a talisman for me.
I hope that you get to kill like a home invader with that one day.
Yeah, I do too.
That would be so
cool. I hope I get to take out my own Ordell Roby. Or another villain, right?
One-armed man and fugitive. He was a home invader.
He was.
Have you been watching those home invasion movies?
Yeah, I started. It's
Brett, you're trying to spook yourself into...
I gotta finally confront this fear, you know? Criterion sending me a message. They're saying it's time, you know? Step into the...
Yeah, when people start becoming convinced that media is trying to send them messages, only good things
usually
happen.
Yeah, it only gets usually a very a good road to go down.
Something really good is about to happen. Yeah. When either dogs or media are telling you things.
Yeah. When the Criterion Channel is telling you specific things about your life means...
Although, I gotta tell you, I hung out with David Berkowitz's dog. That dog has nothing to say. Honestly, this is what he said. I want a pup cup. I said, yeah, no kidding. You're a dog. It's like, oh no, like he's got like all these like, you know.
So you got nothing to say to me about killing people. You like you say to the dog. Nothing about
nothing,
killing
huh?
people.
Really?
No, I want like, a pup cup.
David Berkowitz is like, call him to the stand. I'm like, fine.
Yeah.
We now bring we'll call him like Rooster. It would be a cute name for a black lab. Rooster.
Rooster would be a good name for a black
lab. Like to call Rooster to the stand.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Sit. He sits in the witness box.
Sits in the witness box.
Sit. Stay. He does.
Stay.
Stay. And then you're just like, do you recall the evening of August 1977? Yeah. Blah, 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 blah.
I want to ask you a question, Rooster. Rooster Berkowitz. You, first of all, give me paw.
But then he's like, that's what they do instead of make him swear on the Bible. Yeah. They put out the Bible and you go, and you say, give me paw.
And then they say,
thank you very much.
Now, Mr. Rooster, you have claimed that you are a good boy.
Do you know this? Could you identify the man? Is the man in this courtroom? Could you identify the man that you know? He points at Burko.
The record points the way Toons' cat's paw would move clearly on a stick. Like,
I don't like that as much as I like watching dogs actually point at things like birds.
Okay.
When they're just like, and they get very like rigid, like they're trying to show something important to you. So he does that to Berkowitz. Mm-hmm. And then what happens?
Objection, Your Honor. My client needs to go on walkies.
He's not the client. He's a witness. Are you saying that Rooster's on trial?
Oh yeah, in my version.
What's the crime? Abetting?
All those murders.
You think he's like the mob boss? Oh my god, though, what if there's a Many Saints of Newark where he's a puppy?
Well, that'd be amazing.
Oh my god. Can you imagine?
The Many Saint Bernards of Newark.
Just puppies,
little Saint Bernard puppies.
Stop it!
We got to make that.
Cute.
Let's make
four
it.
Words.
Well, everybody, this is a fun one.
Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week. Rate and review, and tell people about the show, and tweet about it, and tell someone who works in the media
that we exist.
To write a think piece about us, and not just women who are donating kidneys. And then writing stories about it.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Please hook us up, huh? Would you, for once in our lives?
Boring. Boring.
Bye.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.